Thank you for attending this special meeting of council, which has commenced at 5:30. In the first instance, I'll ask you to be upstanding for the prayer and the acknowledgement of country. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you. Please see you. Thank you. I'd like, as I said before, to welcome everyone here tonight for our annual council meeting in which the Mayor and Deputy Mayor for the evening will be elected. This is my first one of these. So in South Australia, just as an aside, the Mayor is elected by the people and stands for the term of 4 years. So this is a different process for me as well. So please bear with me as I work our way through the procedure tonight. As the Chief Executive Officer, I will act as the chairperson over the meeting until such time as a mayor has been elected. The agenda is before you, and the first item that we turn to is the election of the mayor. So without delay, I'll commence the formal proceedings for the meeting. I'll just outline very briefly what will happen, which is that we will call for nominations for the position of mayor. The person nominated will need to indicate whether they accept the nomination, and then there needs to be a seconder, and then we will call until all nominations are exhausted, and then we will take a vote, and it will go in the order in which the nominations have been made. So I've got my two beady eyes over here to help me determine the order, so that we can just make sure that we take that in appropriate order. Firstly, I must say that we have no apologies tonight. So I'll now call, in line with item 5.1, for nominations for the position of Mayor.
Yes, Madam CEO. I have great pleasure in nominating councillors.
Sorry, I've got my eyes on who called.
Sorry.
So could you review your seat for me, please?
Yes, of course.
Councillor Milne was, in fact, first up with his hand, according to my observers. So
I would like to nominate Councillor Clements.
Okay, so Councillor Clements, do you accept that nomination?
Yes, I do.
And do we have a seconder?
You have a D, sir.
Okay, so that is Councillor Clements nominated by Councillor Milne and seconded by Councillor Brown. So now I'll call for any additional nominations.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jason Modica.
So Councillor Eckel nominates Councillor Modica. And Councillor Modica, do you accept that nomination?
Thank you.
And do we have a seconder, please? Thank you. So Councillor Cirillo seconds that nomination. Are there any other nominations for the position of Mayor? No? Okay, that being the case, then we will now move to voting for those nominations. So the voting occurs in the order in which the nominations were accepted. So just to let you know that when you vote with this, I'd ask you to clearly put your hand up and I will do a count in order just to determine the count, and we take them in the order in which they've been nominated. So the first is for Councillor Clements. So I'll call for a show of hands for Councillor Clements to be elected as Mayor. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now I will call for a show of hands for Councillor Modica to be elected as Mayor. Again, I count 1, 2, 3, 4. So on that basis, then it is a majority vote to Councillor Clements as Mayor for the coming 12 months. So I will ask Councillor Clements to take the chair and to conduct the rest of the meeting.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We now move to item 5.2, the election of a deputy mayor. It's a recommendation at point two that council appoint a deputy mayor for the mayoral term, and details are on the overhead screen there. And that nominations for the position of deputy mayor be called. So I'll now call for nominations for the position of deputy mayor, and I will nominate Councillor Poole as deputy mayor. Councillor Poole, do you accept that nomination?
Yes, thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Milne. Do I have anyone else nominating for deputy mayor?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate Councillor Helen Healy.
Councillor Healy, do you accept that nomination?
Yes, I do.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second that, Councillor Milne.
Thank you. We'll now move to the vote, and once again, we'll do an actual hand count. So, all those in favour.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. He didn't ask you whether there are any further nominations.
Oh, sorry, are there any further nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cirillo.
Councillor Cirillo, do you have a second for that? Sorry, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Do we have a second for that?
I'll have a second if I'll have a good response.
Okay, you can second. So we'll now call for vote in order of the nominations. Starting with Councillor Poole, for all those in favour of Councillor Poole being deputy mayor, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those in favour of Councillor Healy being deputy mayor, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those in favour of Councillor Cirillo being deputy mayor, raise your hands, please. 1. Okay, so on the basis of that, I declare that Councillor Paul is elected.
Then the last vote is extinguished, and then there's a new vote for the two.
Because there were three candidates, the last candidate is now extinguished. And so we have to do the vote again with just two candidates. So, once again, those voting for Councillor Poole, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that left Councillor Healy. So those remaining councillors who would vote for Councillor Healy, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3. You're not voting Councillor Pickle?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Yes.
So we can now declare Councillor Poole deputy mayor. So there are two other items. One is urgent business, and there is no urgent business that I'm aware of. So we'll move to close the meeting. So,
So not so much as urgent business, but a comment from myself, Mr. Mayor. This has been my first 12 months sitting up here, and I'd just like to say thank you for your previous 12 months in the office. As mayor, you've made my personal welcome here in the council as good as possible, and it's been a very enlightening position. I'd like to congratulate you on your work.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare the meeting closed, and you're welcome to stay and have some refreshments if you so choose. Thank you.